Give me a Rav Shulchan Aruch. This is a parasha, very important parasha, and give me the Chumash. Much tight work over here. Very important parasha, and something. First of all, Gemara on the bottom, Lamed the Galati, learn the Gemara. All this was part of the Shurmi Hasinai. Listen in to me. This is a surprise over here. It says, by Shvua, you lie, terrible. Everybody's going to be punished. Everybody. Whole world. But Makasha almost is like that. The Kotfu Ishba Achim. Ishba Boin Achim. Malamed, Shakal Yisrael Raven. Zeb or Zeb. All Jews are co-signers. One guy sins, the other guy's going to vote. And for Hassam, Sheish B'yodam Limchais, V'loy Michu. That's only B'yodam Limchais, V'loy Michu. Yeah, I made a mistake. How do you translate the words? When did you say Chosh B'yodam Zebazah? Sheish B'yodam, what's the next word? Avit Zofati, Sheish B'yodam. What's the word tomorrow, no? What in English? What does Limchais mean?
Protest.
Or?
Stop.
What's Limchais?
Stop.
Stop or protest? What does it mean? To stop them or to protest?
Protest.
Oh, we can't get that now. Now, this is a sugya, by the way, this is a sugya of Arevus. All Jews are tied zeba zeh. Listen to me very carefully now. All Jews are tied to each other. Zeba zeh. And he did the vera here. We had a shal yesterday. My friend is on the way, Rachman al-Islan. He has a mezana with Ishish. Right. This Ishish can't stand her husband. She was on with my friend. I'm able to stop him. I have to stop him. Right. Her brother says, if you stop him, I'll kill you. I'll kill you if you stop him. You say, you heard about Yavar. You have to, it's a riot. Do you have to stop them? Yeah, what do you say about that?
No.
Why no?
You are here to protest, not to stop them.
No, you can do anything. Get out of the way, get away. If you meddle over here, I will kill you. Right. What's that vera for the guy? Is it a rias or it's a machal? Chech the chiach. From the word I rave him zeb or zeb, what does that imply?
Arias.
It's Arias. Right. I told you the Ishmaeli Wiener. The guy is eating treif. My neighbor, eating treif. I'm able to stop him. I'm lazy. I don't stop him. Are you allowed to eat in my house? I become a chosh loisir dover. We're not stopping him. He's a shayla. But I say davar, not I was a moicha. A raven zeb was there. It's a very important arvus over here. It's besides avarus, it's also by mitzvahs. The Rosh, pay attention to me in Reina Yoyin and Brachas. Say, right, the din is whoever's potter from a mitzvah cannot be moitzi someone else. Right? Cannot be moitzi someone else. Right. So, let's say the husband heard he davened in shul, so he's yoitzi kiddush deraisa. He davened kashrus Shabbos. He comes home. His wife is chayiv in kiddush deraisa. He's only chayiv kiddush rabbanon. Right. What's the answer? He's chayiv kiddush deraisa. Arvis. Oh. However, the Rosh and Rina Yonah say, you're a co-signer. Who are you a co-signer for? Only men. No Arabs for ladies. I'm not responsible for my wife. And that's then you can't be moitzi. Arbus means you're still chayiv. Ain't arbus? Wait, what shot that rush? So according to the Nodi Yehuda, a big she has to make every woman has to make kiddush herself, unless she'll daven ma'ariv. Once she davens ma'ariv, her kiddush also rabbanan. Right. Who else is no arbus for? Who else is no arbus? The Tosfos in three places in Yevamos and Kedushin and Nido. Gerim. No arvus for Gerim. You hear that? Interesting. No arvus for Gerim. So if I went to, I finished my Suda and I want to make Kiddush. The next door is a Ger. I want to make Kiddush for him. Right. Can't. Why not? The arvus. No arvus for Gerim. That's very, also very important now. Very important. Yeah. I'll make Kiddush in the morning. Right, even though it's Yotze ready. Kiddush, and why not? This is the sugi of the Shvua. The Flamma test. The whole block is the, pay attention now. The whole block is the sugi of Mehasinai. The Mujba Mehasinai, correct? And that the Klawa Orura Hagwizim Harevo, the seriousness of the Shvua, was given in Mujba Mehasinai. We had last man, unison. When does Mujba Mehasinai apply, when does it not apply? Which things?
It doesn't apply if it's not a first Torah according to the Quran and Tosfos.
Right. Not a first in the Torah, there's no Mujba Mehasinai. Or the Abanans. No Mujba Mehasinai. We had in Tosfos. Right. Whoa. Is the Arvis for the morning Kiddush? That's not Mehasinai. The only Arvis is for first Betaira. You got that over here. You hear that? There's no Arvis. Only thing is for first Betaira. So, Friday night. Zochazim Shabbos Akadcha. You say that's my first Betaira. Not so simple. Aliyayin. Anyway, it's my first Betaira. In the morning, for sure, it's not. So, is the Arabis in that? I'm not. The whole thing over here. Now, it's very interesting. So now, the Shulchan Aruch Harav. Give me a Shulchan Aruch Harav.
Why isn't it Arabis by Ger?
Why not?
Because
it was by Hasinai. I'll tell you. Because it wasn't by Hasinai. It was a shvu on them, on Gerim, but not between me and him. He had his own shvu. Right. You have Gerim also, Moses says. But for me to the Ger. Right. For Ger, interesting. The Gemara says, Gerim are very bad for Klal Yisrael, sapachas, like a nega. Why are they bad? What is it bad? So Rashi says, but they do a lot of averus later, and Kol Yisrael Ravim Zelazer do a lot of averus. There's no Arvis for Gerim. No Arvis for Gerim. Well, the pots in the bottom is called the Koshu Ish Ba Ochiv. What's Ochiv mean? Not a Ger. Interesting. No Arvis for a Ger. So that can't be pshat and sapachas. So Ravram Ger says, why are they sapachas? Ravram Ger, twice as well. Because they're frumer than Jews. And they put Jews in the bad light. Ravram Ger said that. That's why they're sapachas. Rashi said, because they do averis. And the Jews, the Arabians have it. So he picks it up. He says, sapachas, they're frumer than you are. Correct. Correct.
Can a Ger make kiddush for his wife after davening Maariv?
No. First, no arvus for ladies, and no arvus for a double whammy. No arvus for a ger. Hear that? Correct. So I'm all responsible. What's that singer's name? Shine? A black schwarze singer?
Nissen.
What?
Nissen Black.
Nissen Black?
Okay.
Am I responsible for him? My looks rushing into his. Anyway, now, the Rav Shulchan Aruch is very important over here. Very important. I did not know this, Salim the Sugya. Tough Rage Ches, the Rav. He got it from not his own, he got it from Ritzvo. The sheet that brings Ritzvo and Bates to the Flamid. Listen in over here. A fantastic thing he says. He says, listen what he says over here. Second. Fantastic thing. Second. Here. Listen in. Listen in over here. He says, Chodov Issa Shein. Listen to this. Chodov Issa Shein of a first Petaro. El Chachomim Lamdu, the Medrash Apsokim, Oshu Kabbalah, Biyodam, Isinai, El Chomish, Isinai, not a first Petaro, Oshim Batsman also, Rabbanon, Vodom Echad Oval de Reyem. Right, and you tell him, doesn't listen, don't tell him anymore, why? It's not the first Petairo, Abu Dhabi, the first Petairo, and you tell him, he doesn't listen, Shidu Alano, we know, you don't have to tell him, he's not going to listen, you don't have to tell, you know he's not going to listen, right, still, you have to be Moichel. Why? He's not going to listen. I never listen. Why? He's not going to listen. He's not going to listen. What's the purpose? What's the stupid stuff? Go tell him. Show him. Right. Now, screaming Shabbos, will they listen? Huh? You sure? You sure they're not going to listen? It's a Mephurus Petaira. You have to tell him. You have to scream. Right. Even though you do Alano, the first Petaira, what's that big a difference? One said, pay attention now. Right? You have to scream, Shabbos! You know he's not going to listen? Right? Still! Alpha became, you're showing him, he brings it down. Tzorech, Limchais, Biyodai. Why? What's the purpose? What's the stupid Talach? What was it? You have nothing to do. What are you in Hafganah? You have nothing to do. Why she waste your time screaming? It always bothered me. So he says, why? Kol Yisrael are raving zebozeh. All Jews are cosigners. Moses says over here. You have to be an orev. As Hashem wants you, the orev, that was Ashvur. I'm a first Petaira. Vayidesha moicha biyodai. Who might see as Atzmoy Meo Arvis? You're not Moichan Davero. You say, you don't have to even tell him. You go to show, I disassociate myself from him. And what gives you the right to do that? Oh, since he's not going to listen, right? Hashem can't make me an Orif for him when I, right? But you have to. He can't make an order for him when I can't stop him. It's onus on me. Oh, you gotta say it's onus. That's the pshat. Why? Two things. You must be moich even though he's not gonna listen. To get rid of the Arabis. That's also why it's only doing with first Petaira. Other thing, you don't have to say anything. You know he's not gonna listen, you don't have to do anything. Why? You have to cancel the Arabis. You have a right. Well, you have a right to cancel that with boy. Because you can't force me to go to Gehenna because he doesn't want to listen. So that's the idea over here. Again, we'll come out. If a ger is doing a very first Petaira, a ger, you know that, a first Petaira, and I know he's not going to listen, you don't have to do anything. Well, there's no Arabis in the first place. You know that? It's an amazing thing over here. You are a cosigner, correct? Every avera he does, right? unless you disassociate yourself. So not the Lord have to tell him, right? Amoicha, right? I'll give an example. Somebody printed the Chaim Ksav Ginzi Agrach. Yeshiva has Ginzi Agrach. So, right, he denied his permission. They would not have given permission. Anyway, he printed it anyway, Ginzi Agrach. Right. Anyway, so I was by Rav Yeshua, by Rav Dov, I forgot already. He says, I heard he printed with Chaim Ksavim, we are Moicha. What does that mean, they're Moicha? Well, first of all, they think it's theirs. Second, for the Avera, they're not part of it. Right. You have to disassociate yourself. I met the guy. Why do you have to do it? Right? Gzela, they're Moicha. So he said he took a flight to a Moshe Feinstein who told him to be all printed. Right. Because they're not, yes, Moshe, are they printing themselves? No. No? You go print it. And that's that. I didn't go tell them that. This ruined my relationship. But anyway, Nochamo. So again, what's the question we're asking? What's his business? You know they're not going to listen. Why be Moshe? All my life I ask the question. Torah does not say silly things. So Dr. Rod, it's the Ritzvah. Not to stop me. You're not going to listen. You know you're not going to listen. When he screamed Shabbos, they don't know why they're screaming. Right? Why are you screaming Shabbos? I am not responsible for you. See, that's the word. Hear that? I am not responsible for you. If you're quiet, what's the rule? If you're quiet, what does that show you, Jacob? If you're quiet, what does that show?
Go on.
No what?
You're agreeing.
Right. Right. That's him over Kamsa by Kamsa. He threw him out. And he said, since the Rabbanim were quiet, right? That means they agreed to it. They called the whole Churban. He went to the Romans, to the Hashem Kane. Hashem Kane, if you. I'm Moicha. I am Moicha. You know that? Not necessarily to him. They know him. Why know him? Yechis Lalocha. Why him? He doesn't listen anyway, correct?
You need to say it out loud.
What? I am Moicha.
You need to say it out loud?
A store opens on Shabbos. What? You have to say it loud, you mean, to people. Good question. Right. Stores open on Shabbos. Right. Stores open on Shabbos. So, it's good. It's a chance to listen. Especially if you tell them, we're going to boycott you. Nobody's going to boycott you. But you should listen. Yeah. But let's say you know he's not going to listen. Right. But you are mechuyev by the first b'Torah. Interesting. Why the first b'Torah? That's the only place where Moshe v'Hasin is on. Right? The first b'Torah. Right, Jonathan? The first b'Torah. You mechuyev, that's about Tanya's watching over here. Tough bridge chesh. Again, it's not his own, it's from Rishonim. He says, So, Abba Bekein, you're not going to listen? So, Lam Chos. For you call Yisrael a raven zeb was there. While you day shall moich have in your day, who might see us at some here Arvis. Isn't that beautiful? That's a story of here Arvis. Correct. Now, so on the gear, I told you, it's a place of three places against Rashi. There's no Arvis on a gear. Interesting. He has his own shvur, but I'm not responsible for the gear. Rashi says they're bad for Klal Yisrael because they do averus. So it's like, so what's my business? It's that you gimel and nido, that fine and kedushin, memzayin and yavamis. There's no arvus for a gear. We'll come out if your yotz are ready, right? Yotz are ready. The only reason you moitzi somebody when you're yotz already, are you a potter? You're not a potter. The Rosh explains this in Brachas. You're not a potter. But as long as he, then you're not a potter yet. But if He's a ger. You know that? He's a ger. You're not responsible for ishba ochiv, it says. Amazing thing over here. This is no avos for a ger, and what else is no avos for? Something that's not referred in the Torah. For the abonon is no avos. So, how you moisten with kiddush? If you moisten kiddush, it's a levaisa. Kiddush in the morning, if you had your own kiddush, you can't make kiddush anymore. Why not? Because it's interesting. That's the abonon. What about, how you moisten with Megillah if you moisten already? How you moisten with Megillah? It's Rabbanon. That's a good question. How you moisten? You read a Megillah for your wife. You yoytzi before. How you moisten your wife? Especially, a wife is another problem. She's a woman. Think about that. Right? It's Rabbanon. There's no Arabic and Rabbanon. So how you moisten with Megillah? Big kasha. So you gotta. I don't know if I said it here, the yeshiva, the last Purim, they made Megillah like a deriser. I said it here, they made Megillah like a deriser. Much nafkamina, big nafkamina. Right. A kid's 13 years old. A kid's 13 years old. And he's a Valkyrie, fantastic Valkyrie. Kid 13 years old. Anybody a Valkyrie over here? No Valkyrie over here?
Eddie Sachs.
Okay. How old were you when you started? 13? Did they check you? Did you have to check or not? If it's the Bonon, yes or no? You have to check or not?
No.
That's Chazoka the Rabbah. When you're 13 years old, it's Chazoka the Bonon, you have Cyrus. If it's we watch for the Megillah. You have to check. Why? You see, if you might see, it's like a deriser. The Avnei Nezer says, and Rechaim Taktaz, Tavkuf Tezayin, says, did you learn the Megillah also?
Now I'm 13.
Oh, he's getting nervous over here.
Yes, it's what he was going to say.
So, yeah. So if Megillah, the Avnei Nezer said you gotta check him. You know that? I put the Rabbanans. For the Rabbanans. You have a Chazaka the Rabbah, means a 13-year-old kid that Chazaka has Cyrus. What's the answer? Megillah is not a Rabbanan. What's Megillah? Megillah is like a deraisa. They mean like a deraisa. Many rides, you see, you have a Suffolk, Tveria. Is the Mukhav Chaim or not? What's it then?
No.
You go the Kul or the Chumra?
Chumra.
Why the Chumra? If I didn't even say it's a Dravanon. What's it then? That's Megillah. Megillah, and the only place you can darsh in Dini Deraisa is from Megillah. They made it like a Deraisa. But what's more practical is the Valkyrie. Right? Many shoals have very good smart Valkyrie, especially if it's the rich man's son and he wants to learn the Megillah, right? Wants to learn the Megillah. And he's 13, right? Okay. But when don't you have to check him? If he's been shaving for 3 years already, he's been shaving. So then you don't have to check him. He's shaving for 3 years. Okay.
If they made the girl Purim deraisa, is it the first with cloth? It's not the first, is it?
No cloth. It's a mathematic cloth.
No, but it means deraisa.
It's what?